The Passholder Lounge is open once again, and I am so excited to welcome you in. Hello, everyone. It's Justin Monorail back again in the Passholder Lounge. This is our live happy hour for the month of April 2024. We do this once a month, every third Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern. We go live on YouTube to hang out with you and talk about theme parks and drinks and whatever else we want to talk about. We go on tangents. We have a great time. We just, you know what? There's really very little planned agenda, and we just let the thoughts and the drinks flow. But before we get into tonight's topic, I got to welcome in my guest host. You know him, you love him. He was part of the original Monorail family. He was introduced early on in the Monday Morning Monorail podcast. He was a total stranger, and we welcomed him into our house at the risk of him murdering the whole family. Luckily, that didn't happen, and he has turned into one of my very best friends. You know him as Cousin Kevin. It's Kevin from
What's formerly up? The Mouse Podcast.
What's up, Kevin?
Moonshine and Scoreboards. What's up? Yeah. That's the name. Yes.
That's right. We've moved on to Moonshine and Scoreboards again. I don't recommend that show to anybody who listens to this. I know some of you do anyway. And one thing you should know if you decide to try out Moonshine and Scoreboards, don't ever place any real money on anything that we say on that show, especially if Kevin tells you to bet the mortgage. Do not do it.
Bet the mortgage, baby. That's what we do. You know, you got to find a living. So it is what it is. I like this. I appreciate you welcoming me into the lounge. I do have to say, I like this setup of, you know, I'm glad that I got my camera going, not a gray screen. Yeah. I like people being able to see my face. It makes me feel, you know, a little important.
Well, you know, you bring the beauty and the youth to the show, Kevin, that we don't normally have. Although, Steffers isn't here tonight, we definitely don't have the beauty and youth. We have you. You're the Steffers replacement for tonight.
Well, you were talking about Landon's 40th birthday, and I was like, damn.
I know. We're all very old.
Can't relate.
But Kevin, I still got about
12 more years.
Oh my God. You don't have to say that. I feel like just in the time that I have gotten to know you, Kevin, though, you've grown a whole lifetime. You've gotten married, and you've got a little one on the way. And like, it's such an exciting time for you. Before we get into tonight's topic, I wanted to ask you this question. Do you intend to instill your love of Disney parks in your young child from the jump, from day one?
100%. Like, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you've seen that I posted, little Rowan has, that's my son's name. He has a, nursery has been set up, and he has, I saw the comment. That was funny. he has a whole wall that's a Lion King mural, so he doesn't have an option. He will be a Lion King fan. He'll love the parks. Me and my wife are already talking about you know, when we're going to take him down there, and when, you know, how soon we're going to take him, and things like that. We definitely want to take advantage of the under three is free. We definitely want to shoot for that. And so we're talking about that. But yeah, he'll love the parks, and he'll, of course, love the Yankees as well. But this is a theme park episode. This is a theme park show.
So hey, maybe this is the Passholder Lounge. There are no rules here. We come together because we love theme parks, but we can talk about whatever we want. And just I wanted to show the comment that you were talking about here, Tom said.
That made me laugh.
You can bet the mortgage if Tom joins Moonshine and Scoreboards again. Win big going opposite his picks. But yeah, well, Tom didn't do a masterful job on his first appearance making his picks that week as a celebrity guest picker. I am totally sure that would not be the case. Like, he would not repeat that performance when he comes on a second time. You're going to come back on Moonshine and Scoreboards, Tom. It's going to happen. We got to talk more baseball.
I've been campaigning for it for a while, Tom. I'll let you know that. I've been begging. Yeah. And listen, I just got to say before we keep going, the chat is really bothering me with the Red Sox and the Mets fan and stuff like that. It ain't going to happen. Like, I'm not about that life. you know, we got to pump the brakes on that. I don't need that bad juju in my life.
Yeah, Lewis is putting some bad juju into the air right now. Mets fans and hates theme parks. That's going to be Rowan. And then, of course, Cocktail Bob. One thing about the chat, typically on a Tuesday night, the third Tuesday of the month, they do like to stir the pot. I can say that about the chat for sure.
Yeah, the pot's been stirred already. Been on here for 5 minutes. Y'all already got me wanting to drink some more, and I don't know, get rowdy up in Kevin, the lounge.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. What a wonderful segue. One of the things we love to do on this show is we have tasty beverages. Do you have anything tonight that you're sipping on as we discuss theme parks?
I have a peanut butter and chocolate milkshake.
Oh, that's delicious.
But I have Coors Light. I do have Coors Light. It's in my refrigerator. So if I get up and disappear for a second, it's to grab a Coors. Yes.
And then I just sipping on a fill time.
Yeah, I have a, well, I mean, you'll still be able to hear me. I have a chocolate and peanut butter and milkshake that my wife brought me home today.
That sounds awesome.
What about you? I saw you sipping on something. No, it's from, there's a snowball place up here that she went to get a snowball earlier and like a little icy. Okay. And so she did that, and then she brought me home a milkshake because that's easier to transport than an icy.
Your wife taking care of you. I love it. Mm-hmm. I am having a little beer from a company called Crooked Can, and this is something that the girlfriend got for me. It was a special surprise. It's a hazy double India pale ale called Space Cowboy, 8.5% ABV. And you can see it's nice and hazy and,
looks yummy. Good.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I am basic. I like IPAs. What can I say? I've gone into that zone. I was very anti IPA for a long time, but I've come around on it. So cheers. Cheers to everybody. If you're having a drink tonight, cheers to you, and cheers to you, Kevin. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm excited to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So here we go. Let's set up the topic for tonight. I really thought that this would be something fun to talk about. And I realized after I threw this premise out there that there may be lots of people who listen to this show that aren't necessarily as big into sports or particularly college sports as you or me or maybe this next person who just happened to pop in who I didn't even know was going to be here, Landon the Dawes Doan. Landon, welcome to the lounge, baby.
Look at that beautiful man.
What the hell is going on?
Landon, Kevin's here. He's sitting in Steffer's seat.
Steffer's, you over. Look terrible.
Wow. We were just talking about how young I am.
It's true.
That is not a true statement. Steffers, you look the worst I've ever seen.
Landon, welcome to the lounge, baby. We were just about to set up the topic for tonight, and we just talked about drinks. Do you yourself have a beverage?
I've been scrabbling, hobbling around all of Knoxville, but here I am with a sweet bourbon drink. So
beautiful. Is that Johnny Walker tonight?
No, this would be Four Roses.
Four Roses is good stuff too.
Four Roses, a very good drink, and a very good drink on the Priceline as well. So there you go.
I didn't know you could get bourbon on Priceline.com. I learned something new every day.
Price, you name your price. Com, yeah. I don't know what's going on. I literally just got home like 15 minutes ago.
Well, if at any time you need to take a little breather, just, you know, feel free to level set, you know, get yourself back in the right mindset.
I am just so glad that my dog is not or thrown up anymore. So, you know, that is some good news for me. So there's that.
Yeah. We want a healthy Zoe for sure.
Yeah. Oh, you and me both, baby. You and me both. Also, sorry, I swore.
That's okay. You know what? We do that in the lounge, and we've just been doing so much of the morning monorail lately. It caught me off guard, and I was like, whoa. But I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay here.
Also, I don't have the chat up, so I can't see that. So hi or screw you in the chats.
It's a little bit of both right now to you.
Perfect. Phenomenal. Love you and go to hell. So there we go. Yeah. Be sure and donate to Living with the Landon.
Yes, Living with the Landon.
Yeah.
I already gave you a plug on 2025. That. 2025. All right. So, my friends, tonight we've got a special topic that we're going to chat about during the show. And it's something that I dreamed up because I've been watching the college sports news lately. And whether it be basketball, football, whatever sport it may be, what you tend to hear about is portal news. And for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with the terminology, as I realize some people may not be, and I say that because my girlfriend Casey mentioned to me that she thought she understood the premise of the show tonight, and she was like, if I had a portal, I would go to this park to ride this, and then I'd go to this park to ride. I'm like, no. Hold on. Let me explain. Let me theme park mansplain this to you for a second. What we're doing tonight is a little bit different. So in college sports, they've introduced a portal where players from season to season or even midseason can jump in and decide, I'm leaving this team and I'm going to go play for your rival right next door because they've got playing time for me, or maybe they're offering more NIL money. So basically, players in college sports move around like crazy. They never stay in one place. It's almost like free agency in sports or in professional sports. So my thought was, imagine there was a theme park transfer portal, but this portal isn't for people. It's for attractions. And those attractions, maybe they decide, I'm happy in this theme park, or I have been happy, but I'm ready to move somewhere else. Maybe I'll get more attention somewhere else, or maybe I just fit better with the team if I move somewhere else. So tonight, the question is, if there was a theme park transfer portal for attractions, would they potentially hop parks? And if so, what attractions would hop and where would they go? So I realize it's more complicated than I thought it was in my head, but we're going to see how this goes. I've written down some. I don't know if Landon, you and Kevin have had a chance to think about this.
Oh, absolutely not. I literally just showed up 5 minutes ago. So,
okay.
Like, what's going on?
Well, I did text it to you hours ago, but even so, I can kick things off and I'll give you an example. Okay.
It's almost like Landon doesn't read the notes.
He never does.
No, absolutely not. That would be ridiculous. I just show up and coast on my good looks. Also, I'm going to try and turn out this light behind me because this is bugging me. There we go. All right.
Oh, okay. There you go. It makes you look like you're not in witness protection anymore.
What are you talking about?
No, go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so here's my example, maybe to make this a little more clear, because this is something I've talked about in the past. It's something I believe in, and this is a move that I would absolutely get behind if it were at all possible. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin is currently in Tomorrowland and the Magic Kingdom. Toy Story, Pixar, smack dab in the middle of Tomorrowland. Why, I ask you? I think I know why.
Oh, but, why, I ask you?
But could it fit better somewhere else? I argue, yes, absolutely it could. My suggestion, and the first transfer of the night, is you take Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, you rip it out of Tomorrowland and Magic Kingdom, you plop it happily in Andy's backyard over in Hollywood Studios for a couple of reasons. One, you're consolidating Toy Story attractions into one park. I realize now you've got two interactive shooter games probably right next to each other in one park, but who cares? Add one more. Make a whole day of interactive gaming right there in Hollywood Studios. I mean, it's like giant walkthrough video or ride-through video games.
Epcot's going for?
Say what?
Isn't that kind of what Epcot's going for with the whole play pavilion?
That doesn't even exist and hasn't been mentioned in a long time by Epcot. So,
okay, fine. All right.
Sure. It may never show up. I don't know. So instead, make Hollywood Studios, Pixar, Toy Story, interactive shooting games. Put it all right there. So that's my example. Landon, you've got your hand raised. I recognize the ambassador in the ringer shirt.
I want to go next.
Okay, do it.
I would like to draft something from the Island of Adventure all the way to the Disney side. How about that?
Okay.
This is how we break that whole dirty, dirty, dirty contract that we have going. You know, you can't have the Avengers on the eastern side of the what is it, the Mississippi, and western side, yada yada yada. Nobody cares. This is 2024. Shut up. Nobody cares. We're sending Spider-Man over to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Like not the one in DCA. We're sending IOA Spider-Man over to Hollywood Studios.
The one with the cool ride. What is it called? Pick. Scoop?
Yes.
Yes.
Because we're going to get that much closer to a Avengers campus, y'all.
Yeah, that's a pick that I wanted.
Why can't we have that? Lawyers. You are lawyers. The worst. You're the worst lawyers. You are literally the worst.
We got any lawyers in the chat? It's your fault.
And if you are, you're the worst. No, no. I can't believe Kevin said that.
No, that's a great pick. That's a great pick.
Yeah,
that's
it's a great pick. It's one that I wanted. It was my 1-1.
And also after that, I have no pick. So
wait. I'm gonna get the juices flowing because I got a bunch for you. I got a whole list.
All right. Okay. All right.
Glorious. Sound like me.
All right, Kevin. Can you think of another, or do you need me to take my second one?
No. I got one.
Okay.
Along the lines of exactly what Landon just said. I'm going to take the Incredible Hulk
and move it from
Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, we're just cannibalizing Iowa.
We're going to fix it.
I'm taking all the Marvel rides and just moving them over. So Landon took Spider-Man. I'll take the Hulk. Justin, you could take the, what is it? The Doctor Doom's Free Fall.
Doctor Doom Free Fall. I like that one.
Yeah.
Wait. And nobody forget, what is it, the Fantastic Four, spin ride or whatever?
Yeah, it's like Storm Spinner or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about that. So
let's take Cafe 4 while we're at it and all the delicious.
Yeah, take food. Take it all.
I like Cafe 4. It was good. It was a good time.
No, Kevin,
we know you eat chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. You can't be a decider on restaurants.
The chicken nuggets there are really good.
No.
I've eaten there. Their chicken nuggets are good, and the rest of it is not, but all I care about is chicken nuggets and french fries.
Layton's giving you a frown and two thumbs down.
Also, I'm giving you the Larry right there.
Okay. So Lewis wants to disagree with Hulk. He says it would need to be changed a bit. Disney's a lot better with dark rides. But here's the thing. Disney doesn't have a coaster nearly as thrilling as Hulk. And I think that it could have that. Why couldn't it have something like that?
I mean, you could change it a little bit. Like, obviously it wouldn't be around the water because you wouldn't have that aspect
off of Echo Lake. Just
that'd be something. The Hulk
flies around dirty.
That'd be something. But I mean, like, yeah, you could have like the same ride without. Yes, we could definitely make it less jerky. 100%.
Yeah, make it smoother for sure.
Yes, but I was thinking more of just like a thrilling coaster like the Hulk, but you know, in Disney with the Hulk theme. So maybe a little bit less jerky and take away the water.
Well, see, that's not necessary. You're asking a player to transfer, but then change who they are. No.
Well, I'm just asking a running back to change to a wide receiver. You know, our depth chart's
kind of full. But at the same time, if they hit the transfer portal, sometimes the coach is going to tell them, yeah, if you're coming to our team, you're going to have to change up who they are.
Yeah, so. Exactly. You know, so you're a tight end. I need you to lean out a little bit and go play receiver. You know,
Now here's the question. So Hollywood Studios now is going to have to make room for a bunch of Marvel attractions that are transferred from IOA. So
you say that like it's a bad thing. It's like, guess
it's
what?
Not a bad
thing. We just wienered our way into having a East Coast Avengers campus.
Sure. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying, where does it go? And do you have to bump
money?
Anything
that's where it goes.
Do you have to bump anything to the bench to make room for these new.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Phantasmic, you're gone, buddy. Sorry.
What?
Hit the bench.
Oh, no.
Hit the pine.
No.
Kevin,
no.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm
no.
just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just
Thumb
kidding.
Down. Thumb down.
Please don't attack me. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe that area where Indiana Jones is at. Or
you yeah, can't yeah, take this stunt spectacular.
Ooh, okay, it. Okay, all right. Maybe at that point we pivot the indie stunt show over to Animal Kingdom
because they're getting. Oh,
I was
going anyway,
pivot
right?
I was going to exactly. say pivot to a Spider-Man yeah, thing, but since you have the Spider-Man ride, you could pivot it to yeah. So you take
this
you
makes get sense, right? Yeah. Yeah,
this okay. makes sense. Then it's right there when you walk inside Hollywood Studios.
Disney,
the greatest
are
IP
you listening?
That Disney has is right yeah. smack in front of your face.
I was going to throw out something even maybe more. I was going to throw something even more controversial. Maybe.
Oh really? Okay, bring it on.
Say it.
Bring it
I was
on.
I think say, you say it. First of all, I'm going to say this with love, and you all know where I stand on hashtag Save the Muppets.
Hold on. He says that he frames it with love. So everybody brace for impact because Papa Monorail is about to break our hearts.
The area of Grand Avenue makes a lot more sense to be more like an area for the Avengers and the superheroes. So I think you take all of Muppets Plaza and turn that into your Avengers area. However, sometimes when you bring transfers onto a team, you ask players that are staying on the team to switch positions or do something different. So now I'm going to take Muppets, move that over, get rid of that Lightning McQueen cars show, and that's where Muppets is going to be, over there. You
dirty son of a
so
bitch.
So I'm saving the Muppets. I'm saving the Muppets, but I'm moving the Muppets. Because really,
Pizza
I don't
Rizzo?
Think the Muppets. Huh?
After you well, murdered Pizza the Muppets. Rizzo.
Can that's just going to be us. That can be cafe
can we talk about this? Let's just
I
talk
love
about
Pizza
how
Rizzo.
Justin Monorail killed the Muppets.
I'm not killing the Muppets.
He killed the Muppets.
I thought you were going to say take out Guardians or Galaxy's Edge. I was like, yo.
Absolutely not. Wow. No.
No. Nobody's doing that.
Number one, Ronto Raps. Ronto Raps are reason enough to keep all of Galaxy's Edge. Number two, Rise of the
Ronto
Resistance.
Raps are so good. Like once the one spot that was exclusive to that shut down, they included it to what was it?
Docking Bay 7. Yeah,
Docking Bay 7. There we go.
They know people want the Ronto Raps. So if you can't
they
get
want
them from
the Ronto
Roasters.
Raps. Yep.
Yeah.
Also, you monster, why would you hate? Why do you hate them?
I don't. And we're not talking about re-themes tonight, but I'm putting the Muppets in the cars, that Lightning McQueen Racing Academy show. That's where the Muppets are going to go.
Oh, yeah. Get that crap out of here.
And then,
nobody wants that.
And then you could re-theme Rock and Roller Coaster Muppets. And then you've got Muppet Synergy over there on that side of the park. That's what I'm saying. We got a suggestion here from Cocktail Bob. He says, move all of Pandora to Hollywood Studios to the Star Wars launch pad area. There's not enough room, number
Ooh.
One, but it's not a bad idea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Space-wise, I agree with you, Jay, but I don't disagree with the idea because, that would perfectly fit in Hollywood Studios. Yeah. That would be great. Because honestly, it's like that whole area is kind of a waste.
You don't need the launch bay anymore. You don't.
No,
need it.
No, you really don't.
Yeah. Lewis doesn't think they'd ever make a new Muppet, an area as a new Muppet.
Well, Lewis can go to hell.
But no, I agree, but I just think that would be great. Okay. Now, do you want here's one I've set up and I was going to save it for later, but I want to do it right now because I think it will shock people and I want the reaction. But I think this is absolutely if you really open your heart and mind, it's a great idea. OK, we're going to take a classic attraction from the Magic Kingdom, a beloved attraction from the Magic Kingdom, and we're going to relocate it. I don't want it to go away. I just think nowadays it fits better somewhere else. I want the world famous Jungle Cruise to hit the transfer portal and go to the Animal Kingdom. I mean, let me tell you, here's my argument for this. There is no nice, calm, relaxing boat ride. I'm not talking about Navi River Journey. Forget Navi River Journey. There's no nice, calm, relaxing boat ride.
Yeah, GTFO on that one. Okay, all right. I'm interested. Please continue.
Yep, we need a nice, relaxing boat ride in the Animal Kingdom. Also, it fits perfectly with the theming of the park. The lush vegetation, exploring different continents. You're on these three different rivers. Like, it just works perfectly. And the thing is, the original concept for the Jungle Cruise was that there was going to be some real animals that you would see as you go by, and that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So you could do it in the Animal Kingdom. But silly scenes, you still have the silly scenes, you still have the jokes, and then it's like, holy crap, there's a real tiger over there.
So are you going to do...
But there's no way they could do the real animals, right?
They probably wouldn't, but they could. It's no different than Kilimanjaro Safari.
Well, that's what I was about to ask. So you're going to have an actual safari with actual animals and then a boat ride with animatronic animals?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. I was on a truck that got charged by a rhino.
How much did it charge you? $1.05?
$1, as a matter of fact.
We're allowed to joke, Landon. This is a joke show.
Exactly. As long as you're introducing live animals, there's always going to be that attribute. So I love the fact that you want to introduce that. And it sounds great, but at the same time, there's a reason that they went with animatronics.
Oh, yes. Well, the reason was because back in the day, it was more educational. But of course, the reason is real animals are unpredictable. You don't know what they're going to do. And I'm not saying put alligators in there swimming in the river.
Well,
I'm
that just was saying, my question.
No.
Yeah. Like, Landon, like, you were in the boat, you were in the car with the rhino. Would you rather get hit by a rhino or have an alligator jump in your boat?
I mean, I'd prefer neither, if I'm being completely honest. I'd rather get to the boat where I can get the f- out of the car. like if I'm being honest, because, you know, I got something at Topolino Laters. Come on, y'all. but yes, it's like on my ride through the safari, there was an instance where where a mama rhino decided to charge the back of the truck, protecting her baby rhino, and we had to, okay, everybody, shut the f- up, and that was kind of the cast members' words. I'm not using exactly everything, but I mean, it would be cool. I get what you're saying, getting the Jungle Cruise there, but I don't know. But please continue.
I'm for it.
That was my one. It's someone else's turn. Yeah. Thank you.
Lewis says Daz has all the luck. Yeah, I will say that was a very, very eye-raising run through the Kilimanjaro Safari.
Kilimanjaro, like, holy literally. Yeah. We're gonna kill a man today.
Okay.
Well, all right, Kevin.
Shockingly, I'm gonna take Guardians of the Galaxy from Epcot and put it in my now Hollywood Studios Marvel. Okay. Okay. That I have with Landon. That me and Landon have tag team together on. Now I've got Cosmic Rewind.
All right. Here. We're building Marvel Land. That's neat.
Yep. Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yep. Hollywood Studios is now actually going to be a full day park because of you all. So congratulations.
We strive to please.
No, I like it. I mean, I think it's always been in my mind, it's always been a bit of a stretch, the Guardians in Epcot. They try to connect it with, well, we're showing technology, you're traveling through time, and also Star-Lord went to Epcot in 1982. Great. It's a bit of a misfit. I love the ride. Cosmic Rewind, one of the most fun rides in all of Disney. I just don't know that Epcot was the best home for it, but it's there, so whatever. It exists. But yeah, it would fit better.
I don't like it in Epcot either. I think it's, like you said, a little bit of a stretch. Oh, well, Peter Quill.
I tried.
Okay, cool.
Peter Quill.
So did I. Am I Star-Lord now?
There should be a Kevin attraction.
No, you were definitely not Star-Lord. No. And if you are, Thanos wins.
So. Yep, that is very true.
Yep. All right, Landon, you got one?
Man.
Oh, I thought he was passing out there for a second.
No, I was phasing away because I thought for a second Kevin was Star-Lord, you know, because the Thanos. Snap. And anyway.
I got the dance moves.
Do you now?
Let's see it. Let's see it,
no,
Kevin.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I forgot this was video. I'm just kidding. I don't have
a dance move. Yeah, go ahead and dance because that will buy me some time because I have no idea what I'm going to pick right now.
Oh, okay. I can do this and maybe give you some food for thought because I've got
okay.
More.
All right. That would be great.
All right. So as I've been consolidating IPs, I want to continue down that track. I'm going to do a little twofer here. Frozen Ever After needs to get out of Epcot and go to Magic Kingdom. And while you're at it, take for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along out of Hollywood Studios and also put that in the Magic Kingdom, please. Arendelle should be in the Magic Kingdom. It should be a place that you can go. You can meet Anna and Elsa. Arendelle's not a real place, y'all. It should not be in Norway and Epcot. That's what I think.
I think you're right.
Frozen in Magic Kingdom.
Well, damn it. Now that you pointed that out, I feel like I just missed two obvious things. And
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. And I'm still not going to.
But
if you weren't going to put in a Magic Kingdom, at least put them both in Hollywood Studios.
Let's see.
Just consolidated.
I've never understood why they have them separated like that. It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
Chat, help me out here.
They're just trying. I think they're trying real hard.
They're trying to get me to dance, and it's not going to happen, guys.
Tom's offended. No, not how dare me. I'm trying to maximize the usage of Anna and Elsa. I love, you know.
They're princesses. They need to be in the princess theme park, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think.
And the Frozen sing-along is incredible.
It is great. I love it. But
yeah, back off, Lewis. Sorry you can't sing.
He I don't know what if he's saying he doesn't like it or he thinks it's a show and a stage. Yeah, but what you need shows in Magic Kingdom to eat people. And it's a very popular show with a big theater.
I will say that is a good point, but we do know the Little Mermaid show is coming back.
Yeah, that also should be in Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
Okay.
You can take it. I didn't take it.
What show do you want in Hollywood Studios, Justin? That's the better question.
The Monsters, Inc. laugh floor. That's what I want in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, so you're making a trade.
Yeah.
Y'all, I am flustered right now. I am at a loss.
Well, okay, but hear me out again. Monsters, Inc. laugh floor. We need to consolidate Pixar into Hollywood Studios.
Are you going to pitch me that we need to bring that for like Pixar Place or something like that?
No, I mean, you could put it in the Frozen where the Frozen show is.
I mean,
now.
I get what you're saying that would make sense. And if I didn't hear it from you, I would have picked that, but I'm not going to. So,
The reason these things get spread out, I realize Disney's just like, hey, people like these things. Let's put them in multiple places. But I don't like it.
Chat, help me out. I really need some help right now. I'm not listening to anybody. Jay and Kevin suck. Let's be honest.
Hey, chat, do we think Jay and Kevin suck? Can we vote
on
that?
Yes. Yeah. Throw up some ones for
remember,
how much
chat.
They suck at.
Throw up some ones.
I don't think that's
remember,
true.
Remember, chat, I am a guest, okay? Chill out. That's not how you treat your guests, Landon.
No, screw you. I'm a guest, too. I wasn't even supposed to be here.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I could probably come up with another one while you are pondering, Landon.
Well, clearly I have nothing, so go ahead.
Okay, this is going to be crazy, okay? And it's going to require a lot of suspension of belief, okay?
Okay, I love it.
You guys aren't going to like this. I want Disney.
I'm opening my heart.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I want Disney to just buy Harry Potter and just
put all the Harry Potter stuff in Disney, so I can just go to Disney. I don't even have to bother to go into Universal. Just let me go to Disney.
We could do that. I didn't know we could do that.
Kevin's plan is to kill Universal Studios.
I didn't know we could do that.
Hey, just monopolize the whole
thing. One's in the chat, y'all. One's in the chat.
Monopolize all of it, and then I can just, you know, make it a one theme park, a one resort trip. I don't have to bounce around. You know, I can just go to one place. I can get my Marvel fix. I can get my Harry Potter fix, and I'm good.
This was not meant to be a kill Universal conversation. Everyone's transferring. Well, it's like their head coach left, and now everything's transferring away from Universal.
Exactly.
One's in the chat, y'all. One's
the grass may be greener on the other side. You never know.
Dudley Do Right to AK.
That doesn't work. They can keep that. They can keep Dudley Do Right. So I'm good there. Well, if we're doing that, you can go ahead and put Jurassic World in Universal too. But that's just me. I mean, and Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah, that's my pick. Can we replace Jurassic World, Jurassic Park with a dinosaur? How about that?
Yeah, that's a good trade-off.
Just flip them?
Oh, massive upgrade.
Yeah.
We get Aurora gave you a one. And I have to say, Aurora, you may not remember what that meant, but if you did, my feelings are hurt. Landon loves it. Me and Kevin.
Throw your ones up, everybody.
My one is
Kevin knows what's up.
I gotta lean back some more. Hang on.
Steffers would be very sad. I gotta tell you, when I was writing up my list, I strongly considered suggesting that the ET ride be moved from the studios to Hollywood Studios.
Honestly, that would make sense.
I wouldn't hate it.
I mean, it really would. Other than the fact that it would like Steffers would be chained to it the entire way. I mean, like, other than that, it would make sense.
Well, yeah.
Listen, you just consolidate gas. You know, you're not having to bounce in between two different, you know, resorts. You can just stay in a bubble. You can use public transportation the whole time. It's simple. It's really it's easy. It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Okay. So I've got a solution for all of the crybabies out there who are like, Animal Kingdom is the hottest park. It has no shade, even though it has more trees than every other park in the Central Florida, and it gets 10 degrees hotter. Okay, well, here's a solution for you. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, transferring from Epcot to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, there it is.
That's a good one, yeah.
Now go stand your sweaty ass in the Journey of Water and cool off, because I'm sick of your...
Wow. You're gonna say like underground tunnels in Animal Kingdom.
Wow, he's done with it.
I'm done with it. You can go stand in the fog machines. Go do your interactive water. I don't want to hear any more about. Well, you see, technically, it's a rainforest effect, and it's 10.
Okay, all right. Speaking on the Animal Kingdom, I'm gonna get on. The Animal Kingdom has decided to trade Bugs Life show for Philharmagic and a pick to be traded later. So
I don't like that.
Why is Philharmagic in Animal Kingdom?
I don't like that.
I don't know. I mean, like, honestly, why the hell was some of the stuff in Animal Kingdom to begin with? We're just back to square one. Suck it, ding-dongs.
I did have a suggestion to save Dinosaur, though, because Indy's coming to take over Dinosaur. We all know it. And I've taken a lot. We've all taken a lot from Epcot today. We took out Guardians of the Galaxy, and we took out the Journey of Water. We took out Frozen Ever After. So why not take Dinosaur and plop it over there in World Nature? Make it a little more, you can tweak it, make it a little more edutainment, because we don't have dinosaurs in the World of Energy anymore. We don't have, you know, the Ellen's Energy Adventure. That's a thing of the past. It's also like dead with the dinosaurs. So bring Dinosaur over, calm it down a little bit, make it more edutainment. You don't have to show me a Carnotaurus eating another dinosaur at the end. You don't have to do that.
I mean, it would be super dope if you did. I mean,
no, you can.
It would be
good.
Yeah. Like,
dude. I like that. So, I just thought of one off the top of my noggin.
Oh, I love
that,
it.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Right off the dome.
That noggin.
Yeah, right off the dome. It's I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I think it would fit pretty good in Epcot. Maybe if you, instead of doing a transfer portal, you recruited the twin of the star player in Magic Kingdom, and you got his twin, and therefore you have like a carbon copy of that player, and it is the people mover in Epcot, and you could put you could put it in
somehow the people mover had a twin.
Well,
and yes, we didn't know about it.
And they recruited him. And
sure, okay, we're making up rules. Neat, that's cool.
yeah. So you know,
all right, then
got the twin from the portal. And
then I'm gonna draft Super Spider-Man. How about that? Super Spider-Man is the best ride ever, and it's Spider-Man, and it's Space Mountain, and Guardians of the Galaxy. And
well, now you're imagining. Your mom. I like it. But I don't like that part. What? But
mm-hmm. Super Spider-Man.
Okay. I do. Like that sounds a lot of fun. The Super Spider-Man. I'd be on board for that, except for the last part. I've actually always thought that a TTA that sort of like takes you around World Showcase, but you could do like a hop on, hop off would be fantastic.
It would take a year, but it would be nice.
Well, no, it just keeps moving. So there's risk involved.
What about the intoxicated people that are trying to get on?
Oh, well.
Yeah, what about us? I mean, other people.
That's another story.
What about Landon?
Thank you. Finally, somebody thinks about me.
Lewis wants to bring the Matterhorn over to MK or Epcot. Actually, the Matterhorn.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about thinking
that would
from
be
the
sick.
Left coast to the right coast.
Yeah. The Ooh. Matterhorn to Epcot. I love that.
Ooh.
Like,
oh,
put it in.
I love that.
We were supposed to have a Mount Fuji coaster in Japan. So there you go. I love it.
It was supposed to have Godzilla as well. You know?
Yeah.
Buy the Godzilla rights, Disney. Buy the Godzilla rights.
Oh, they are way too expensive. Like Godzilla is super expensive right now. By the way, Godzilla Minus One is apparently supposed to be available on Amazon May 3rd. So everybody get excited. Though right. That might be just Japanese.
Just in
Amazon. Japan. So, you know. At that point, everybody learn how to do VPN. Yeah,
we'll be excited
for
people in Japan.
I just came up with one.
Oh, all right.
I'm on a heater tonight. Don't let me get hot. Don't let me get hot. Listen, I'm taking one from an international park, and I'm bringing it to Magic Kingdom, and I'm going to replace a ride that everybody loves and adores, but I'm going to replace it with what a lot of people say is the better version of it.
Oh, you better.
I'm going to take Phantom Manor.
I knew it.
And bring it and take out the Haunted Mansion of Phantom Manor.
Take him out,
instead.
Jay.
Yeah.
Anarchy. Remove him. Nope.
Phantom
Don't like
Manor.
It. Don't Look, like it. Even as somebody who, within the last week, was in line 85 minutes to see Hatbox Ghost. I would still like say no to whatever the hell the makeover would be.
Dude, Nuh-uh. Phantom Manor is
Nuh-uh.
I mean, I've seen the videos and it's pretty sick.
Nuh-uh. No.
It is very cool. I would welcome it with
But why do you have to replace Haunted Mansion? That's the question.
No.
Well, I mean, if you could add it, sure. No. I just don't know how I don't know how you would do a Haunted Mansion and a Phantom Manor in the same
I mean, yes, Lewis's idea. That is way too long to wait for Hatbox Ghost. But I don't know when I'm going to get back in the Magic Kingdom.
Buddy, it's going to be like next
I waited for
month.
It.
We both know that.
I'm aware of the problem. God.
It's going to be
like next month. To evict the guest at this point.
Yeah. Aurora also gave me a one, which, you know.
She did. Well, that was for me, too.
She wasn't coming at me earlier, but I guess once I got my opinions off my
question, Aurora. Can we get these ding-dongs out of here? Am I right?
I thought Aurora was my friend. Apparently not.
Nah. She's my friend.
So Phantom Manor, I would put it at Hollywood Studios. That'd work. Although,
I'd be okay with that.
Tie it to something else. Because I do kind of think that at Hollywood Studios, I want those IPs. I want that to be tied to the movies. That's the whole idea, right?
Right. But that's not tied to a movie.
I know. So I'm saying, can you at least stick something in there? I don't know. I guess that wasn't the idea of the trade, though, of the transfer. Oh, yeah. No, you could do a spooky area with Tower of Terror. That would work. Put it over there.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Take out Rock and Roller Coaster and put in Phantom Manor. Problem solved.
I'm fine with that. I like Rock and Roller Coaster, but oh, I found out. So Aerosmith is going to have a farewell tour. Isn't this like their 10th farewell tour?
Yes,
but they're coming.
I believe so. They literally canceled or put on pause the tour that they were on going through Knoxville because whatever happened, and they just recently fired it back up through Knoxville. So, you know, there's that.
Well, they're going to be in Orlando, I think, in February of 25. So I was thinking it's a perfect time for them to go by Hollywood Studios and do like a farewell to Aerosmith at the Rock and Roller Coaster. Why not?
Anyway, Aurora is also my favorite member of the Monroe family.
Oh, you all just enjoy your... I muted myself unintentionally and then I couldn't unmute. Okay. Let me see if I've hit everything I wanted to move. One more thing. I got one more thing. Because I wanted to make more room and because I want Encanto to get its due if it's going to be done in the Animal Kingdom, I would like to move the Finding Nemo show. And guess where I'm going to move it?
I have not made a move. You mentioned Encanto. How about we move Encanto into, what is it, the Robinson Treehouse or whatever? How about that?
The Swiss Family Treehouse?
Swiss Family Treehouse. Oh, yeah, it is that unimportant that I don't care about the name of it. How about that?
Okay. Well, so you only want it to have that? That's all you want?
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
But I guess, yes.
Like Antonio's, animal treehouse up there. I mean, like, honestly, I would love to see it elsewhere, but if I'm trying to, I feel like this is future casting a little bit.
That's what we're doing in this case, but that wasn't the idea of the premise.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll do future casting there. I will do, let's see, future casting taking over all of Dinoland, so we can get a family magical house. How about that? Like a full interacting house. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And see, I'm going to help you with that because I want to move the Finding of Nemo, the musical, out to give more space for Encanto.
Oh, we're going to do a show?
Yeah. And we'll move Nemo,
yes,
to Hollywood Studios. So again, I know I took the Frozen Ever After show out of Hollywood Studios. That's going to Magic Kingdom. But now you've got Monster Inc. Laugh Floor, and you can have the Nemo show because it's Pixar. Put it in Hollywood Studios.
All right. Like it.
Now I've cleared out that whole space for Encanto. Yeah.
Nope. Kevin's throwing up gang signs. What do you want?
I got two.
Oh, okay. We'll hit them and then we'll wrap it up here in a minute.
Okay. One's going to Hollywood Studios. I'm hitting my international portal. Okay. Where is this at? This is in Disneyland. It's going to Tokyo Disneyland.
I'm glad you looked overseas.
Yeah. I had to find it out. Monsters, Inc. Ride and Go Seek. That's going to Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
Yep. Love it.
That ride looks really, really fun. I think that, and it goes with your Pixar theming.
Yeah. Yep. Love it.
You know, that's so you have like your own little Pixar. And then my other one, I'm taking out another classic ride in Magic Kingdom. Kevin. And I'm replacing it with a better version. I'm taking out Pirates of the Caribbean and I'm putting in Pirates of the Caribbean Battle for the Sunken Treasure from Shazam.
Check him out. He's done.
Which is the far superior Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Buddy.
How do I kick him out? All right.
This one is so much better.
Oh my god.
I love Pirates. I love Pirates more than Haunted Mansion. Like Pirates is my go-to.
Okay, all right.
But this Pirates is the Pirates in Shanghai is so much better than the Pirates at Magic Kingdom.
Just watch a YouTube video on it.
No, that Pirates looks pretty amazing.
I'm aware, but it's our Pirates.
Well, I'm just making our Pirates better.
I thought that you were going to say bring the Disneyland Pirates over, including Blue Bayou, which isn't a great restaurant. But I do think that the Disneyland Pirates is maybe the better. It is. Well, we all know it's the better version. Ours is a little bit shorter and stuff. So
ours is the third best Pirates. How about that, Landon? How's that make you feel?
He's not happy.
And Aurora's back on my side. Take that, bitch.
But he does think you're number one. So thank you, Donna. Donna says Disneyland Pirates is great. It's a good one. All right. We're coming up against the end here. This has been fun when we haven't gotten mad at each other and we can join hands and be friends. And I just think that you all are all the best for being here with us tonight. You're all my friends, even though you're joining and you all say Landon is right and he's number one and we're not. That's fine. If you want to be with Landon, you know, that's your choice.
Welcome to the right side of history.
He'll adopt you.
I'll hang out with you, Justin. It's okay.
Yeah, me and cousin Kevin over here, just chilling. But anyways.
Alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again.
This is our live happy hour for April. Thank you all so much for joining. We're going to do this again in May. And let me just check the date for you so you don't have to. The third Tuesday of the month is the 21st. Yeah, so May 21st, Tuesday, we'll be here 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to be loading the audio from the Passholder Lounge onto the monorail feed. So you get like an additional, if you didn't watch live, which I always encourage you to be here live with us because it's chaos and it's fun. Interacting with the chat's a good time. Landon disagrees, I think. But you're great. We love you, Donna. We love you, Aurora, Cocktail Bob, Lewis, everybody in the chat that's been interacting. But before we wrap up here, I do want to do one more quick. Oh, and Tom Hyperion Adventures was hanging out. I was going back. Maz, everybody who's interacted, if I didn't give you a shout out, I apologize, but I appreciate you for being here.
So great that everybody has come out except for Cocktail Bob.
So, but we'll do it all again next month. Don't forget, you gotta subscribe. Landon has started his charitable cause, his efforts to raise money for Second Harvest Food Bank of East Tennessee. Living with the Landon, April 1st, 2025. So follow at Landoz, L-A-N-D-O-Z on Twitter, and make sure that you follow Dawes Does Disney on Instagram. Also, subscribe to Monday Morning Monorail Podcast on YouTube so that we can do some live fun stuff on the day of. That would be fantastic. But until then, we appreciate you all for being here. Thank you all so much. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you later. Be good to each other. Bye-bye.
It's about time to say good night. This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.